It's Monday morning. You know we got to be positive around here, and there's nobody any positive more than Josh Padores. How you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. Doing much better now that I'm getting to talk with you too, McCurley.
Hey, man, I feel privileged. I mean, this we ought to call it Muck's Privilege, Coach Podo's
yeah,
Positive
Yeah,
press.
I don't know about that. I don't know if that would be good marketing.
It would be. Anything where you and I can market.
That's true. That is true. I mean, I do kind of just feed off each other, don't we?
We could market a hickory nut and a pair of pliers in a minute now.
There you go.
I want to tell you, yeah. I'm excited. Maybe not so much because I'm a Braves fan, but hey, they're in it. But baseball is winding down to the stretch run here. Only 2 weeks left to go in this season of 162 games. Now, I will say I think they play too many games. But, however, we commented on last Podo's Positive Press about my man Fitz, and I'm going to tell you something. He had two pretty doggone good outings for the Red Sox.
He has, his debut, he got to debut at Fenway Park and faced the White Sox. He went five innings, and he got the no decision. He threw really well.
Can I tell you something? Can I break
it
up?
Yeah, go for it.
Me and you could throw well against the White Sox.
Yes, that is true. But he looked great, man. He was bumping the radar gum, like 96. I think he got to 98 at one point, and – the last inning he came out in his debut, he looked great, got the no decision, and his second start, he got to start at Yankee Stadium, Muck. So,
man,
that's it. You when you say it out loud, his debut was at Fenway Park, mm-hmm. and his second start was at Yankee Stadium.
Do you know where my third start would want to be?
Dodger Stadium.
No. Absolutely. I wouldn't go to Dodger Stadium.
Wrigley.
If I wanted to, thank you.
Yes. Wouldn't that be –
yes.
Know, that to me was cool. But not only did he get the start at Yankee Stadium, but he went 5 2/3 innings, man. And he had two strikeouts, right? His two strikeouts were against MVP candidate guys, Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, last Friday night I was out in the elements. I was doing a ball game, and I was trying to do a ball game in the space that I was permitted to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
Mother Nature didn't cooperate too much.
I wasn't having too good a time, but you sent me a picture, and it lifted my spirits. Talk about that picture.
Yeah, I just think, it was Fitz, and it was a picture of him in the dugout, and it's just him at Yankee Stadium with him throwing so well and just getting to watch him on Apple TV. It was like the premier featured game, It's so cool knowing that I was opening baseball cards with him a couple months ago, and now he's starting at Fenway Park in Yankee Stadium.
And you also sent me another picture where you were sitting between.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was it, man. It was, I want to say it was 2021. And
he and.
I was working a baseball camp at Oak Mountain High School, and Garrett Whitlock from the Boston Red Sox, who I've formed a great friendship with, and Richard Fitz at the time, who was a Yankees prospect, attended the camp, and I got to hang out with him for like 3 days and rub elbows with him, eat lunch with him, do drills with kids with him, open baseball cards with him and all this. But at the end of the camp, Garrett and Fitz, I got to open baseball cards with on camera. And now both those guys are starting pitchers for the Boston Red Sox. So,
and I'll tell you this, too, and I told you this, but I haven't had a chance really to share it with our audience yet. But not this past Sunday, but the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, I think it was. Well, it was the day of his first start at Boston. Sunday was a week ago. Anyway, mm-hmm. I normally don't give other media affiliates a lot of credit for things, but I saw a part of The Zone, which is on ABC 3340 with Jeff Spiegel, of all the guys that do high school football on Friday night and get out in the elements and do the scoreboard things and all that, the highlights. I really like Spiegel. He really does a good job. He actually is really good friends with Fitz's parents because they're from Helena, and that's where he's from. And he did a nice story on his first start. And I said, hey, man, Fitz is getting a lot of love around Central Alabama.
That's too cool, as he should. Not only is he a great person, but I think, that's the positive message in what we're pushing today is not only bragging on him and what he's accomplishing so far, but – it got kids out there listening. He's from Helena, Alabama.
Yeah.
It's no different small town than what you're growing up right here in Sylacauga or somewhere locally. That could be you one day. And there's power in that, and there's power in him. I think he's 24 now, 25, and I remember him telling the kids one time when we were up in cars, it's only what you believe. He's always believed it. So there's power in that. It could be anybody.
And I'll tell you this, you were on staff. We talked a little bit about how about believing in yourself. We talked a little bit about T.K. Kinneberg,
yeah,
from Childersburg. Played on a lot of not very good Childersburg football teams. I mean, let's be honest, yep, record-wise, they weren't great.
No, and that's what good players, good people, good athletes do. They never let their highs get too high and their lows too low, and that's what T.K. did. He didn't let – and I'm not throwing – I'm not throwing.
Made the most of it.
Exactly, and he didn't look at it as, you know what, the team's not as great, our record's not as great, so I'm not going to play as great. He always just, you know, was even keel. He went out and he just dominated, whether the score we were up a lot or down a lot. It didn't matter.
And another guy I'll talk a little bit about that you had the opportunity, to coach was T.T. Terry Thomas.
Yep, yep.
Who is at Troy and doing well.
Yep,
and,
doing phenomenal. You know, not far from getting married. So congratulations there, T.T. Got to play in the Birmingham Bowl last year as a Troy Trojan. And, yeah, sports is wonderful, isn't it? I mean, just looking back over 10 to 12 years, it's
– And I think about three brothers in Kelsey and Kyle Pope, who are now coaching at the collegiate level.
That big power five conference schools,
too. And not only that, then Keaton Wilson, who graduated and won a state championship in basketball at Sylacauga, is trying to follow in that. I mean,
yeah, all this is just wonderful. It's so positive. It just proves that hard work pays off, character matters, because that's what successful people do. So shout out to you, Fitz. Keep being an example, man. And guys, go dominate your week.
Go dominate it.